Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I almost forgot what I always say, but I've said it so many times that by now I think I got the intro down. So welcome to this new episode, and I'm going to be really honest. I think it's going to be a very short episode because I don't know what to talk about at all. I would love to be able to give you life updates, but there isn't much happening in my life. I overcame COVID, and the only thing that's left of it is basically my need to go to sleep between 8 and 10 p.m. every single night. So yesterday I went to bed at 8:30. It's so ridiculous. I feel so old, but I really hope that this will pass pretty soon. Other than that, uni started and I am making it a little bit more of a priority than it was last semester, because last semester was, it was interesting. And yeah, I just ate tuna with rice, which I like, but to be honest, tuna gives me headaches because of the histamine contained in it. If you don't know, canned and aged foods contain histamine, and histamine can cause a various amount of reactions in the body if you are intolerant to it. And of course, I am intolerant to histamine. Are we surprised? I'm intolerant to so many different things like fructose, and the list is very long, but I always know about the risk I'm taking on when I eat tuna. Okay, well, since it's Halloween this weekend, I thought I should maybe briefly talk about what that means and where the tradition comes from, because I'm not a huge Halloween fan, to be honest. And I found an article in German, but I can't find it now, so I'm just gonna type in what I want to know, and that's where Halloween comes from. So basically, Halloween is based on a really old Celtic tradition, and the 1st of November is All Hallows. So it's a special day that is dedicated to the souls of saints, but it was dedicated to all souls. And basically on the 31st of October, so the night before, on All Hallows Eve, the Celtics believed that ghosts were coming back to life. Well, not necessarily back to life, but they are coming back to the living and walking among them. Let's put it that way. And the interesting part is that the 1st of November was a very special day for the Celtics because they celebrated the beginning of winter and the beginning of a new year. Halloween was essentially New Year's Eve for them. And of course, they also believed that they could get in contact with the dead. And because they wanted to, well, protect themselves from bad ghosts, they put on really scary costumes to protect themselves and to kind of to scare the ghosts that were coming back so that they would leave. Of course, we know that today Halloween has become really commercial. I don't know. I don't really get it. It's not really a German tradition. It's actually, as I said, a Celtic tradition that the Irish brought to the US when they emigrated. So I don't even know why we celebrate it here, because I'm located in Europe and it's taking over Europe too. I definitely like the dressing up part, that's for sure, but I don't like, oh well, the kids running around looking for candy and stuff like that. It just, no. Over here, it just doesn't make sense. I get that Halloween is big in the US, but over here, it's, still kind of strange, to be honest. I don't really know if I like it, but that's up to you to decide. So now you know where Halloween comes from. If you celebrate, I hope you're gonna have a really nice evening or night. And if you don't, then I hope you're gonna have a fun night going to bed at 9 p.m. Yeah, well, I guess you learned about Halloween in this episode, but I want to leave you with one particular question to journal about. And that's, no, you know what? I'm gonna do it next episode. I don't want to do this. Like, learning about Halloween is enough for this episode. So stay tuned and stay away from tuna if you're histamine intolerant. Make sure to go to bed early enough to get enough sleep. And other than that, I'm going to catch you next time. Bye-bye.